And now it's time for Tom's History Corner, but this week, maybe it's Barry's History Corner. On our last episode, I talked about the 1972 student government elections that resulted in a fictional character named Bill X. Carlson being overwhelmingly elected both president and vice president. On that episode, we also learned that Julie's uncle, Barry Berman, was one of the two UConn students who had created President-elect Carlson. This is a huge thrill for me because I've been hearing the tale of Bill Carlson ever since I was a small child. And it's even more exciting to have Barry Berman with us today. Barry, thank you so much for joining us and letting the world know the real story of Bill X. Carlson.
I'm so happy to be here. Just walking around campus was wonderful and brings back all these memories of these crazy times back in the 60s and early 70s.
So if you guys listened last time, you heard me on air discover that my uncle was part of this legendary story that I had somehow never heard before. Barry is married to my mother's sister, Peggy, and I have spent every holiday and several family gatherings hearing Barry's stories for many years and have never heard this one. So
shocking.
Yes, but then he called me on the phone and told me all about it. So Barry, you and your friend...
Bill Frackless.
Bill Frackless. Came up with this idea. How did you first come up with this? How did Bill Carlson begin?
We're both RAs. I won't say we were exemplary RAs, but we were both RAs.
Where did you live?
On what used to be called the Frat Quad.
Which is Northwest.
Northwest Quadrangle, right. So Bill comes into my room and he says, Berman, he says, we should run you for president of the student body. And the big joke will be you're a senior and you're leaving. You'll win because nobody ever votes in these things. So we'll get people to vote. And I said, Bill, why don't we just pick somebody who doesn't exist at all? It doesn't have to be me. We'll just create somebody. So from there, we decided as a joke to create Bill Carlson.
What was your initial goal with this?
Oh, our initial goal was to have fun as we're leaving for seniors. But they made a big cause out of this, so we didn't want to run away from the glory of being instrumental in changing the university forever in a positive way. So we turned our joke into a cause.
But how did that happen?
Well, we were, first of all, Bill Carlson was an image I had of a guy who used to be here from my old fraternity, Ape High, and he was a senior and when I was first got here. And but Bill was, you know, he was blonde, he was tall, he was gregarious, he was smiling, he was like the quintessential politician. So I said, well, why don't we just name this guy Bill Carlson? And then we came back here and the rest is sort of history, but I guess we're talking about that history now. And, you know, we got together and we planted a letter, I think I heard on the podcast last week. We planted a letter that said, who the heck is Bill Carlson and why is he getting all this attention now? And then from there, we co-opt the editor of the paper, who is kind of a rascal himself, and we asked Steve Moore, and we said we swarmed to secrecy, we swarmed to off the record, and we told him what we were going to do. And since the student government funded the Connecticut Daily campus at the time, he was ready to give it back to the student government. So he asked how he could help. We said, well, we need ads, we need endorsements, we need you to use your influence to try to get other people to endorse Bill Carlson without ever telling them that they didn't exist. And we had posters that said Bill Carlson prays for you and St. Thomas Aquinas and Bill Carlson wants better locks, L-O-X, at Hillel and elsewhere. We had different people do that.
And on the night before the election, what happened?
So the editor got cold feet. Steve Morin decided, oh, my God, you know, what's he into? Because this really mushroomed. I mean, there was no question at that time that we had thousands. I think it ended up you got a couple of thousand votes and 200 for David Kidd, some ridiculous number. And so the editor of the paper got cold feet. And I get a call from one of the two news editors. One news editor was the woman I ended up marrying. But one of the news editors called me up, and I think it was her partner, Renee, and said, you know, we're going, you know, and she was very angry that this hoax was perpetrated on the university, and she was going to expose us, and the paper was going to expose us. But also the paper decided to endorse Bill Carlson because, you know, Bill Carlson represented a protest vote against the student government of the time, which was highly unpopular, as Tom mentioned last week. So she said, and we're going to give you the opportunity to write all the good things about why you started this. And Tom over lunch reminded me of what I wrote, and I said, in the beginning, God created Barry Berman and Bill Frackless, but he did not create Bill Carlson. Bill Carlson was created by Barry Berman. And we put out the fact that we started this as a joke, but we don't want to run away from glory, and we're willing to embrace that now, and we're urging people to vote for Bill. And he won. It was a very interesting experience. I was working at WHUS at the time, and I remember all of a sudden the bells start ringing on the AP wire. They used to have bells, and when a big story would break. And we saw on the A wire, which is the wire that goes all over the country, the University of Connecticut elected as president of the student body somebody who never existed. And then, boom, that was it.
National news.
Yes.
Happy accident, it was.